The Chamber's Board of Directors gave unanimous approval last week to begin the trek to privatize the organization. That would make the new Chamber arrangement exempt from Florida's Sunshine Law that covers open meetings and records.
I think we're at a point now where we can make some changes in the way we approach some of our work and maintain the kind of public transparency that, well, the public expects.
Jerry Maygarden took over as the Chamber's president and CEO last summer.
At the same time, we've got to be mindful of the fact that the Chamber needs to be in a position to also conduct business, like most businesses, in a proprietary, private way. So I'm trying to create a separation between what is the Greater Pensacola Chamber proper and an organization that's devoted to economic development with public funds.
Maygarden is expected to submit the new proposal to the board for a vote in July. He says school is still out on which one he'll recommend, but the finished product likely will be one of two models. The first is based on an operation that was created in the 1960s.
Over the years, it kind of became a landlord, if you will, for industrial parks. First, it was Ellison Field, and now it's the Pensacola Tech Park downtown. I believe it is thoroughly capable of gauging in economic development on behalf of the community with public sources of funds.
The other plan would place the Chamber's economic development into a community economic development agency.
A 501c6 kind of organization, if you will, a trade association that would do one thing specifically, and that is economic development. It could, in fact, contract with local government to provide those services and do it for the benefit of the entire community.
The one common feature of each is that they both would remove economic development from the Chamber's mission, in turn shielding it from the Sunshine Law. Maygarden says chambers, as a general rule, are not designed to serve as government agencies, but instead represent businesses.
About 80% of our members are small business, 20% are medium to large size, and yet this chamber has become pretty much a government agency because it takes so much public money. What we're trying to do is continue to function as a chamber, but shed this organization of the public funds and allow them to be over into a different agency so they can conduct that work in the sunshine.
The chamber receives about $827,000 annually from Escambia County and the City of Pensacola for economic development projects. One of the problems of having to comply with the Sunshine Law, says Maygarden, involves donations from private sources.
A lot of people would contribute to you philanthropically, but they don't like the thought of having their name and address turned over to the public to be used as a call list for other solicitors. Our records under the Sunshine are totally available to the public, and that includes people who make contributions to us, our membership list.
Another problem is keeping secret talks with outside businesses seeking to locate here.
And when we engage in a conversation with a business in Hershey, Pennsylvania, for example, who may be interested in coming to Pensacola, Florida, the last thing they want to think is that their name's going to appear in a newspaper when they get back to Pennsylvania. We have to guarantee them a certain amount of discreet response to their request.
As far as the two alternatives on the table, Chamber CEO Jerry Maygarden at this point is leaning toward the existing Pensacola Escambia Development Commission. And he adds he has 4 months to gauge how the membership feels about it. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.